It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Newly obtained documents show a sharp increase in enforcement of immigration laws at workplaces across Texas. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall has more on how worksite arrests skyrocketed in 2018.
Immigration arrests at work sites jumped nearly 4,000% in 2018 compared to 2017. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement documents obtained by Houston Public Media reveal authorities arrested just 13 people at work sites across Texas in 2017. That number rose to 519 people the following year. A third of those arrests were on criminal charges like identity theft. The rest were laborers working in the U.S. without permission. ICE says cracking down on illegal employment improves border security and reduces crime. A quarter of nationwide workplace arrests last year happened in Texas. The Dallas ICE office led in arrests statewide, with El Paso, Houston, and San Antonio trailing behind. The largest raid was in Northeast Texas, where 160 people were rounded up. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall.
The Las Cruces area recently lost two very special people. Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
On a recent Friday, we signed our old friend Orville Bud Wanzer into hospice. Saturday, we attended a memorial for Edna Lucero, who died at 96, making soup in the family farmhouse. Early Sunday morning, Bud died. Bud and Edna were two very different but special people who prized education, exceeded what folks expected of them, and affected many lives for the better. Each was widely and deeply loved. They continued to learn all their lives. Each greeted strangers with warm curiosity, not intolerance. Born in Chihuahua, Edna grew up in our county. Enrique Lucero was a shy kid from near Hill. After he and Edna married, he joined the Navy, and they saw the world. In Europe, they hungered so much to see and learn more that they traveled the continent from Spain to Denmark, camping out with the kids. Enrique, after retiring from the Navy, joined the Federal Bureau of Prisons. When he realized he needed a college degree to advance, he got one, at 50, with Edna's support. He then became the system's first Mexican-American prison warden. Bud grew up lower middle class in Queens, the son of a cop. His father and mother had never gone near a college. Bud joined the Navy, then used the GI Bill to get a BA and a master's and become a writer, filmmaker, and much-loved college professor. His feature film in 1965 earned national notice. In an earlier crisis, when he thought he would die a few years ago, and I wrote about it in a column, he read it, and his only reaction was that one paragraph had too many he's and him's without clear antecedents. Always the English prof. Deaths hurt. They also remind us how fragile life is. Deaths of close friends or family teach us to be grateful for and savor each moment. Life and death are two faces of one coin. If we can't face death, likely we don't face life too well either. I also spoke last week with former NMSU basketball star Sean Harrington. His mother sent him out to our desert years ago to escape Chicago's street violence. Then she got shot dead when she walked in on two neighbors being robbed. In 2014, Sean was shot by gang members who thought he was someone else and paralyzed from the waist down. His warmth and resilience impressed the hell out of me. So did the good he does coaching and counseling kids in Chicago. The Buddha said lifetimes are like lightning flashes. Kiefer Sykes, whom Sean coached, said, "Fast as you snap your fingers, man, my life could go down the drain." We know we should savor each moment and make an impact if we can. The challenge is to remember and feel those truths in the moment. Recalling what those we've lost gave us can help. We mourn people best by following their good examples. And let's fix our country so kids growing up in cities have some chance to live 88 or 96 years like our beloved Bud and Edna.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.